It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for our new Monday night feature. I'm still working out the name, but right now we'll just call it Set List 435.
Nice.
Such a cop-out. We'll figure it out. It's a Monday night jam session here that will feature some of the best and brightest Chicago bands working today, performing live, full tilt, in studio for you. We've been doing it for the last year on the show, but we've expanded it because, to be fair, you know, to Bob and all the bands that bring stuff in, I mean, you bring so much equipment in here. If you're watching on the webcam, I mean, you see this is transformed into a studio. And then what we've been doing in the last 6 months, it's like, okay, play that song. Great. Get out of here.
Yeah. So, pack it all up. Go home.
So we decided, for everybody's sake, including the audience at home, we're going to spread this out a little bit, get a couple more songs in, and really enjoy the music that Chicago has to offer. Tonight, we bring you the orchestral folk pop sounds of Chicago's Max the Fox. The quintet just put out a new album called From the Deer Forest. Their music is definitely rock and roll, but features stringed instruments like viola and cello and the weird bass. The quintet is Corey Simonson on guitar and keys, Jacob Fawcett on drums, Sarah Cornish on viola, Rachel Schultz on cello, and Marlon Aguilar on guitar. All of you are singers, I believe. So yeah. They're playing the Tonic Room on Saturday night, and they're here with us in studio.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks
Marlon and
us.
Corey are on the microphone here.
Thanks
so
for
talk
having us.
Talk a little bit. When I say orchestral folk pop, what does that mean?
It's a mashup of what I think what we sound like, right?
Sure. It's, you know, it's hard to find a genre, or it's hard to find, like, I don't know, what are we, right? What do we sound like? So we're like, well, we have viola, we have cello, you know, we have that orchestral
layer
to us. So
yeah.
Where does it come from you guys? I mean, was that the intention when you put the band together to have that kind of orchestral vibe to it?
Or did that just sound? We always wanted to have strings as part of the music that we were making. It just took a little bit to get all those pieces together. But it was a kind of long process.
Yeah, Marlon and I just both wish that we could play viola and or cello, and we can't. So
yeah,
we're like,
I failed violin class.
I took viola in college, and it as a private lesson, just real quick, but it didn't go that well. So I'm like,
what is it about this? What is it about that sound, that stringed instrument sound, when matched to sort of indie rock? What is that sound that attracts you guys?
For me, it's just the warmth of the instruments. It's so nice to play a song and not count on a guitar to do the lead part. You know, give that to a string player, viola. It's just darker, richer, warmer for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think the viola, for Sarah and I, a lot of the lyrics or the vocal line mm-hmm. can sometimes be echoed with the viola, and so we have a kind of a cool thing going there. We started playing together, I guess, probably 3 or 4 years ago now. But we just kind of, it was just sort of a natural thing that happened, and I think it's we got a cool thing going right there.
when you know, you're putting together different genres of music to create something new, what inspires you? What are you guys listening to? What are other bands that our listeners back at WGN, you know, listening at WGN Radio Live now, mm-hmm. would have a sort of base or a jumping off point to understand this music?
Whew, that's Ooh. A loaded question. Yeah. We listen to a lot of music. We've been obsessed lately with Gregory Alan Isakoff. He's super amazing. Samantha Crane is really amazing. we've been listening to a lot of Wild Bell, which they're from Chicago, but they don't sound like us really. But we have been listening to a lot of them.
I really like the string work in Hey Rosetta, Lost in the Trees. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we've got a whole list of music. We're kind of music junkies. We go to a lot of the Chicago venues. We're probably, if we're not playing a show, we're at a show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. I mean, as a musician, you kind of have to do that, right? I mean,
yeah.
it's not, you can't just play your own music and go study in your house. You have to get out there, right?
Yeah, you got to get out and listen to what people are doing.
Marlon Aguilar and Corey Simonson are joined by Jacob Fawcett, Sarah Cornish, and Rachel Schultz. They are the band Max the Fox. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to sound check, and we're going to hear some live music here in studio on the download. So stay with us. All right. It's the download here on WGN Radio. Monday night. We got live music in studio from Chicago band Max the Fox, orchestral folk pop sounds. We're ready for them. What are we going to hear here, guys?
We're going to play Come Around.
Come Around? All right, the song Come Around here live in the WGN All-State Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. Take it away, guys. In studio, Max the Fox here on the download here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. A great track, Come Around. That was the name of the track?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Come on up to the table, whoever would like to talk here for the band. Max the Fox is going to be at the Tonic Room Saturday night in Lincoln Park, 2447 North Halsted Street. The band that we just heard, Corey Simonson, Jacob Fawcett, Sarah Cornish, Rachel Schultz, and Marlon Aguilar. And we talked a little bit about, you know, the music sort of being rock and roll with strings, and you can hear it there.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. I mean, it seems like it'd be a no-brainer to have strings involved. Why don't more people involve the cello and the viola and other classical music instruments in rock and roll?
The first time that I tried to play with strings, I had a hard time playing with string players that were used to sheet music. So, you know, they would come in and try and play some tunes with me and say, do you have the charts? And I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I play these four chords and, you know, just figure, you know, can you figure it out?
Right.
And this is what was great when we met Sarah. I gave her no direction. I just said, yeah. These are the songs I have kind of working on right now.
Sarah sits down here at the Sarah Cornish. She was on viola on that track. That was great. Talk about your relationship with the viola. I mean, was it something that you started with in classical music?
I did. I have been playing since I was 9 years old. I am 26. I don't even know how old I am. But yeah, I knew immediately that I wanted to play an instrument when they first introduced it into elementary school, and I wanted to play viola because it was different, and I thought it would be cool, and it would make me cool, even though being an orchestra dork is not super cool,
so
but
cool.
It was a blast.
But I'm fascinated by the transition from being an orchestral, I guess, nerd to a rock and roll nerd. I mean, at what point did you say, this is something that I want to pursue and play music with this instrument in this genre?
Well, I've always been interested in, I guess, trying to play more alternative styles with my viola. I mean, in the classical world, there aren't very many outlets to learn that type of music. Even improv is pretty rare. I think it's picking up more now these days, but I mean, there was only, like, when I went to school for music, there was only one class for improvisation, and
the rest was just for, like you yeah. mentioned, charts
real,
and
real formal structure.
Pretty yeah. much, yeah.
Is it hard for you to break out with that training being so formal? Is it hard to break out and play and like Marlon said, like, hey, this is what I'm just G to D, man. Figure yeah. it out.
Yeah. It was very intimidating, but I really wanted to do it. I wanted to challenge myself because I have difficulty memorizing sheet music as it is. So I was like, well, let's try not having sheet music and making it parts. See how that goes. And it went really well.
It worked out.
Corey, you mentioned that it took a couple of sort of, you know, tries to get the right mix in this band. You know, talk about that content. Marlon, you might have brought that up, just about trying to is viola the right choice? Is cello the right choice? Is this the right, can this player, what are the challenges of trying to bring strings into a pop band?
Well, we knew right away that we wanted viola. Marlon and I wrote some our songs separately on the first album, and then on the second album, well, I should finish with that. The debut album, we had Sarah kind of fill in on our songs. And then the second album was more collaborative. So the three of us were already kind of writing songs together, and then Sarah was working at a string shop, and she was like, oh, my friend Rachel plays cello. So we were like, okay, let's call her right now and tell her to come over. And we literally took Sarah's phone from her and was like, okay, let's call her right now. And she was only...
come over to her house
Yeah, she lived like a mile from my house. I was living in Oak Park at the time, and Rachel was right down the street. So we had her come over at the very next band practice. And so it all just kind of happened... That happened sort of organically, I guess. And we loved the strings, and then we found Jacob. Marlon's he records also. He's a recording engineer, so he knew Jacob through a previous recording project that he had done. So the band just kind of all came together for us.
Well, the band is Max the Fox. It's the new album is called From the Deer Forest. It's just out this March. They're going to be playing at the Tonic Room on Saturday night, Lincoln Park, 2447 North Halsted Street. We're going to take a break for the news. When we return, some more live music here?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Studio set list 435. We'll figure it out.
Nice.
That's next. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Monday, so there's live music in studio in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. The crowd is hanging off the rafters out here, the scaffolding. It's not really rafters, it's scaffolding. Max the Fox is in studio with me. The orchestral folk pop music here from Chicago-based Max the Fox. They're playing at the Tonic Room. Coming up on Saturday night in Lincoln Park, 2447 North Halsted. They're live in studio. What are we going to hear now?
All right, this next one is called All in Time.
All in Time, Max the Fox, live here on 720 WGN. Take a guess.
All right. One, two, three. The one that you went for is not the one that you're meant for. But you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. It's all in time.
Or you move to the west coast, all the way from the east coast. And it pulls you around, and it pulls you around all the time, all the time. It's the time you have wasted for your own goals. It's the heart that one sees rightly. The one that you'll wait for, but you'll figure it out, you'll figure it out. It's all in time, all in time. It's the time you have wasted for your own goals. It's the heart that one sees right.
Fox live in studio. There we go. They get the people outside. I think the scaffolding's got the. You can hear the construction. You can hear the clapping. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. Max the Fox, the local Chicago folk pop orchestral music, playing at the Tonic Room on Saturday night, 2447 North Halsted. Marlon Aguilar joins me. That song. Now, talk about the new record. Talk about the stuff you put out in March and the difference. Because you guys have only been around probably, what, 4 years or so?
Yeah, 4 years.
So as you've jumped, you've done two albums now. Uh-huh. What's the evolution like for a band like yours? I mean, how is the music on the new record different than the last?
Well, like Corey said earlier, the first record started with Corey and I were just playing open mics together. We'd go out and I'd play a few of my tunes. She'd play, you know, her tunes. I'd back her up on some stuff. But they were very much two different song ideas and just performed. And the second album, we really took the approach of writing the songs together as a band in band practice, or bringing ideas to the group, and then everyone brings in their input. So everyone was way more involved in the...
And how does that play out in the music? When you hear the music, the effect that everyone was collaborative, what has changed in the Max the Fox sound?
I think it opened up the like the range of what the songs, I guess, hit.
Yeah, I think when I write a song now, I think of what can Rachel's part be and what can Sarah's part be, and like,
you learn to leave more room.
Jacob's gonna have a drum solo right here. Play what you feel, man. Jacob's up at the table now too. But yeah, I think we've been writing the songs, you know, at band practice. It's much more collaborative. We talk. There's three girls in the band.
It's a lot
so
of
there's
meetings.
A lot of talking.
There's
got
a lot of meetings.
We talk about our feelings.
Sure, sure.
You know, how do we feel reviews. About the song? We're gonna scrap
there's
it,
spreadsheets
write a new one.
Involved. It gets real serious.
There's coffee breaks.
Yeah.
So many. We actually prefer to practice just for the breaks.
Just for the breaks.
Yeah. You know, we practice Wednesday night. It's a good...
It's a great night to practice.
It is.
Just
it's
once a week.
Break,
I don't like it. It's got to be more. Rachel, let me bring you in on this. You're playing sure. cello on that track.
Uh-huh.
Talk about your involvement in the band, because you were on the other side of that phone call to join the band. But you come from I would assume playing cello, you come from a classical music background. Talk about your transition into a folk rock band.
That phone call was extremely entertaining because I had Sarah, Marlon, and Corey on speakerphone, and I just hear this just jumble of, "You're gonna join our band!" And I'm like, "What are you even talking about?" You know. So, and I was playing with another band at that time because, like you said, my background, I mean, I was classical performance major. I mean, for Sarah and me in that world, I think she made a good point that it was very much, especially if you're performance major, because you don't have that degree in music education, is you're told, okay, so you're going to play in an orchestra, you're going to have a studio,
right.
all of all these students, and maybe you'll do some gigs and life will be happy and
right.
jolly and all that. For me, that wasn't exactly the route I wanted to do. So I got more involved in improvisation and studying not only a little jazz improvisation, but a little contemporary, you just call free improvisation, which you just play right on the spot and hope it goes well. So I was playing with another band at that time when I had these three goofballs call me, and I said, yeah, sure, that
yeah,
sounds,
it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Dropped
I'll
off
do
a CD
that.
The very same day, I think.
Yes, you did. You did. You
like, listen to this. Tell me what you want to add.
Hey, Jacob, jump on the. Yeah. I have a question for the drummer in the band. Does your approach to the music, and I would assume you don't have as much of a class, if at all, a classical background. You come from a rock and roll background. Does it change the way that you do percussions when you're dealing with stringed instruments?
Well, actually, like getting back to like an earlier question you had, like I feel like I kind of bridged the gap because I'm a music school dropout.
Okay.
so like I know where they're coming from as far as music school background, and I know what it's like not to be in music school. I've been playing in different bands around Chicago for 10 years now, and I think that it works. Like whatever we're doing just works. I kind of just I like to do as minimal as possible, because my whole style is just based on me not messing up.
Spoken like a true drummer. Well, that's Jacob Fawcett, Corey Simonson, Sarah Cornish, Rachel Schultz, and Marlon Aguilar make up the band Max the Fox. They're playing at the Tonic Room, 2447 North Halsted Street on Saturday. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. You guys got one more in you?
Yeah, we got one more.
All right, we'll finish it out here tonight on The Download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. We've got Max the Fox, local band, orchestral folk pop, rock and roll. They've been performing live all hour in our sort of inaugural 10 o'clock hour here. We still haven't come up with a name, but we will by next week. Max the Fox is playing at the Tonic Room Saturday night in Lincoln Park, 2447 North Halsted. We're going to get one more song out of him. What are we going to hear here, guys?
Next up is Rhodes.
Rhodes. Is that right? Rhodes?
Rhodes, yep. You got it.
That you drive on. Okay, Rhodes here live in studio. Take it away. Yeah! All right. Give it up for Max the Fox live in our WGN Showcase studio. They have a show at the Tonic Room coming up here on Saturday night, 2447 North Halsted Street. Their new album's out called From the Deer Forest. You can find them, Max the Fox, M-A-K-S the Fox. The quintet is Corey Simonson, Jacob Fawcett, Sarah Cornish, Rachel Schultz, and Marlon Aguilar. I want to thank all of you for being in studio tonight. And thank you for being here for the full hour. I mean, this is a new thing for us, and we appreciate you guys were the first band, so thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And have a great show on Saturday night. And
thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.